For me, there are many reasons to doubt the traditional attribution of the works of William Shakespeare to the man from Stratford. The points that strike me most are his signatures, all poorly executed and hardly assigned for true penmanship. His detailed will, that famously mentioned his second best bed, but fails to include anything that gives the slightest hint that the man from Stratford had a literary career, and the fact that his two daughters were functionally illiterate. And why did nobody seem to notice the great poet's death in 1616, which was followed by complete silence? The Declaration of Reasonable Doubt, which contains more argument in this debate, is what everybody should read to learn more about the subject.